USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Ian is getting stronger, now a Category 4 with top winds of 140 miles per hour. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. It would be the first direct hit by a major hurricane there in more than 100 years. Officials in Florida telling people to take this seriously. Hillsborough County has issued a mandatory evacuation for areas along the bay, while recommending those in other areas to get out as well. County Administrator Bonnie Wise recommends people find a more comfortable place than an evacuation shelter.
They are not comfortable places. They could be crowded, and they could be noisy. And you could be in a shelter for days. Again, that could be for days.
President Biden declaring a federal emergency to coordinate disaster relief. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers relocating football operations to South Florida to prepare for their upcoming game against the Kansas City Chiefs. A NASA spacecraft has rammed an asteroid as planned. It's an unprecedented dress rehearsal for when a killer rock heads towards Earth. The galactic slam occurred with a harmless asteroid 7 million miles away. The spacecraft known as DART plowed into the space rock at 14,000 miles per hour. 17 are dead, another 24 wounded in a school shooting in Russia. The carnage happened in a city 600 miles east of Moscow in central Russia. The 34-year-old gunman, a graduate of the school, killed himself after the attack. Investigators say he was wearing a black T-shirt bearing Nazi symbols. 11 children are among the dead. 22 other children are among the wounded. The fugitive defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who orchestrated a huge bribery scheme involving dozens of Navy officials, has requested asylum in Venezuela. Leonard Glenn Francis slipped from house arrest in San Diego earlier this month, weeks before he was to be sentenced. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over 1%. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off by 38. 5 days after President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to beef up troops in Ukraine, Russia is seeing protests, a fearful exodus, and acts of violence across the country. A gunman opened fire in an enlistment office in a Siberian city. The military commandant was gravely wounded in the attack. A food recall to pass along.
Over 60 different ready-to-eat meat products are being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the products originated at Beerman Meat and Processing Incorporated between July 7th and September 9th. A full list of the affected products can be found on the Food Safety and Inspection Services website. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
International singing star Rihanna will headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show, which will take place at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. The show's sponsor will be Apple Music after years of Pepsi sponsorship. The Pro Bowl is also changing. No more full contact, and its place, week-long skills competitions and a flag football game. It will also have a new name, the Pro Bowl Games. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. We are online at usaradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.